from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, I really didn't think the NFL was really truly a possibility until this my 2023 season. You know, in the previous years, I felt like I had did all right. I felt that I probably didn't get noticed enough, but I just was playing ball. I think, you know, after the Florida game last season and even getting into our last couple games of the season at Kentucky, I think I just started to realize, okay, I think this is a possibility the way I've been playing and just the way I've been having fun playing ball again.
Ray Davis, Bills running back Ray Davis, joining Mike Shope yesterday. If you missed that, you can find that on our website, WGR550.com. Okay, so we have got a couple of players we know have been waived. Not Ray Davis.
Oh, that was
Tyrell Shavers.
Yeah.
Xavier Johnson, Mike Edwards. Offensive
lineman. Ben DiNucci. Kareem Jackson.
Before you got to Kareem Jackson, I was going to say SMH McDermott gutting the offense again. McDermott goes like, all right, let's cut these offensive guys quick.
Yeah.
You get out of here. We need 11 defensive tackles.
Big Eve 11 offensive players and 42 defensive players.
No, I'm kidding. 803-0550, our number. The Jordan Matthews game in a moment. More calls in a moment. One thing on the chain gang, the NFL's announced they will not use the Hawkeye technology. Hot take from me. Ready?
Yep.
That's totally fine. The Hawkeye technology was not spotting the ball. It was only drawing a line from the sideline to where the ball was.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason they would probably scrap it is because it wasn't working well enough. It wasn't fast.
Well, they also,
in the preseason, it was not fast.
It wasn't fast.
So the big complaint is now the guys are going to run out and measure with chains. I don't care. It's fine. It's totally fine.
I also feel like they're just not doing it right now because the problem was the in-stadium. Like, they couldn't get it, the technology or whatever, they couldn't get it up on the board quick enough. So, won't they fix bugs in the system?
And maybe have it for next year.
And maybe also add in the spot of the ball?
I think the spot
of
the ball.
To me, that's when you do it, is when you have the capability to add the spot of the ball.
The spot
and
of the ball.
And can do it within 10 seconds.
It's not impossible. I know there are our medical and technological marvels every day. Spot of the ball is going to have to be worked with player tracking and, not to be ridiculous here, but the ability to know where the ball is when knees go down. And if that's chips in knee pads or just mapping of players.
Yeah, I was going to say mapping of
map
players.
Map the players digitally on the screen. Like, that seems farther away. And that's not what it was ever promised. It was just, we won't have to measure.
Aren't they already doing that with, like, player tracking with speeds and stuff? Aren't they kind of already doing
it? They are tracking,
like,
but yeah, I don't know if it's down to the specific moment a knee touches. That might be more difficult. Steve in Texas. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm optimistic that Davidson's going to make the roster. I think when he reached behind him and made that one-handed catch, that was his ticket to sneak on. I think for tight ends, though, he's more of a Gesicki comparable. He's not really built, like Reggie Gilliam or Quentin Morris. I think those two players are pretty interchangeable.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Gilliam. I feel like that's the same player almost. Like, we don't need both of them on the team. And as far as fullbacks go, I mean, Gilliam, I think he's still kind of even small for a fullback. It's not like Ricard. Davidson is something for offense that they just don't have, a really tall tight end that can catch.
And that's that is Kincaid.
It's Kincaid.
Kincaid is definitely that.
He's the Kincaid backup, maybe, because, right, the way Davidson is described is he's a 6'7 tight end that can't block.
And Kincaid is 6'6.
Right. So is he
6'5? And Kincaid is very tall.
Is he a Gesicki type? I actually don't mind that comparison. But how often is he getting on the field to throw him the ball? Isn't it? So maybe that is true. Maybe he's the Kincaid backup.
It's important. Thanks, Steve. You have anything else? Or you want to?
No, that's it. Okay. I just you know, he's 6'7", and I'd rather have him on the field than MVS if the play mattered.
That might be an MVS point. It's funny. I should try and find who did this, but I read a big long thing about tight ends and pass catching tight ends and how the league has fallen in love with a lot of these pass catching tight ends. And the Bills drafted Kincaid, and Kincaid looks like a heck of a pass catching tight end. He's not a top five guy yet. There are a lot of guys right. like Kincaid.
There's a projection that Kincaid will be a top five guy.
Yeah. Like, for Kincaid to be as good at his job as Diggs was at his, is for him to take a couple of big steps. Like, Diggs was a top three receiver when he was here, at least until halfway through last year. Three in the league. With these guys like CeeDee Lamb, just as good when he showed up as CeeDee Lamb is right now. And Jefferson went to the top right away, and Diggs is right there. Like, if you are trying to field a roster of pass catching tight ends, you are fielding a slow team. Pass catching tight ends are usually just slow receivers. If they can't block and can't do both, like a Kittle, or like a lot of these guys do, Kelsey to a point, right? Like Andrews, you have to be so good at pass catching to make it worth it. If you can do both, like Gronk, who is a freak at doing both, then you dictate coverages and matchups and all that stuff. But like, just Davidson, what does he give them? A slow, tall receiver. That's what he is a slow, tall receiver.
Reading about Davidson right now, in his college career, he had 51 receptions and 137 punts.
He was a punter.
He transitioned to tight end later, where he did both. If he can do both, now I'm really intrigued. If he can be my punter and my fourth tight end and catch a few balls, now I'm intrigued.
Sal tweets, regarding the Tyrell Shavers release, the Bills may be just keeping five receivers since Hardy appears to have won the return job, Daquan Hardy. Maybe Hamler worked his way into the 53 as punt return insurance, but I've said the last couple weeks, Justin Shorter was making a late push. Wonder if it was enough.
He was also a fifth-round draft pick a year ago. Not to say that I've seen anything that makes me optimistic that anything's going to realize there, but I don't know. Did they think about Shakir last year for this? Shakir, who did almost nothing in his rookie season. He was at least on the field, I guess, though. And then year two, they kept him. When he had a bad training camp, they kept him, and they got paid off for it. So I don't know, are they just betting on, hey, we drafted this guy because of traits, and we have never really seen him even in the preseason much with a quarterback that can get him the football, so let's just let's cross our fingers and hope that the guy we drafted can actually be something.
If they bring Isaiah Hodgins back, there's a time I really wanted them to keep Isaiah Hodgins, and they didn't. Which would have been like 2 years ago when he left for nothing.
Yeah.
They needed help at receiver. And there was a time where Isaiah Hodgins was outproducing Gabe Davis. Davis was on this team, and Isaiah Hodgins was in New York with the Giants and outproducing Gabe.
Yeah.
Like, they needed, if they get Hodgins, that's probably an upgrade over whoever they just cut, like over Tyrell Shavers. But they also could use a time machine and use him the last 2 years. He played for the Giants. He caught touchdowns for the Giants. Did he lead them in touchdowns the last 2 years?
2 years ago, he was the guy for them.
Then he got passed?
Last year, yeah. He played all 17 games, 33 targets, 3 touchdowns. Like, he kind of got outranked as the season went on last year.
Joe on a cell phone. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I'm going to make a couple statements here and get your opinions. But Jeremy, I got a question for you, bud.
I'm ready.
Real quick. I think a lot of Bills fans are using their hearts, not their heads. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the markets are reflecting a big drop in win totals. They opened at 11.5. I believe they're down to 10.5 now. And my kind of statement here is this. How do you go into a season getting rid of a receiver? I get it. Diggs was, you know, on his way down. But really not have a plan. Was there something in the works maybe that fell through and now we're in like the oops? What are we going to do now? And then I guess my question for you, Jeremy, I guess I've got to guess. What would have to happen for McDermott to be relieved? Because the way that the win totals are trending, they're not saying the Bills are going to win more than 9 games this year. And I'll leave it and listen.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. I think there's – it's funny. Like, whenever I was out at the Sabres alumni golf tournament, and Daryl Shannon there, one of the Sabres alumni, asked him – like, I ask everybody, like, so what do you think of the Bills this year? And, you know, I get the same response to a lot of people. Like, you could say win totals if you want. You could also say like this. Just I'm out and about. People ask me, what do you think of the Bills? And I'll give them my thought. Like, what do you think? And you know what response I get every time when I ask about the Bills this year?
Hmm.
A half shrug. Yeah. And that doesn't mean they're going to be 7-10. It just means I feel like there's a little less confidence in what their results will be. And that doesn't mean they're going to be terrible. But there's a lot of wondering about if they can do it on offense. And we're sitting here talking about Zach Davidson making the team, which I don't know how likely that is if they make an offense out of all tight ends and running backs, as a previous caller said. Like, just, you know, they're going to not use the sidelines at all. They're going to be a middle-of-the-field team all year. If that works, then great.
I would hope that it would be more of a game of who do you think you're more likely to lose? Do they think Davidson, who led them in receiving this preseason and is 6'7", is going to get claimed by somebody else? Do they even maybe know that he would get poached by somebody else versus, hey, KJ Hamler, Andy Isabella, Tyrell Shavers,
but
we can elevate them game to game to game and put — that's what happened with Isabella. Isabella played games for the Bills last year. He was never on the active roster once.
The problem here is, and this is not a problem, the spirit of what you're asking is none of this matters. What matters is having great players.
Like, who's — could David — what I'm wondering, right, where great players is what really matters.
What matters is having great players.
Davidson could be inactive week one and be on the active roster. Hamler could be on the practice squad and be active.
Right.
You could have it work that way.
And having one of those guys over the other really doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter. We love to talk about depth. We love to talk about the 53rd man and the 52nd man. But who wins Super Bowls? Your top eight guys will matter the most.
Right.
I mentioned to you earlier, so you want to talk win totals and gambling lines, you can do that. You want to talk about expectations, you can do that.
The Bills are no longer the favorite to win the AFC East. That happened while you were gone.
That's fine. They're ultimately going to play the games, and if they win, the Bills get credit, McDermott gets credit, Allen gets credit, that's great, we're all happy. I'm happy, you're happy. One other way to look at it, and this matters to me, the NFL top 100 this year, the Bills had two players on it. It was Allen and Dawkins. Two. That's down from before. ESPN has done a NFL top 100 for this coming season. Here are who we think will be the 100 best players in the NFL this year.
Mm-hmm.
How many players are on the list for the Bills?
Two.
One.
Less.
Josh Allen. That's it.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen, but the Bills have fewer elite players walking into the year. If we come out of the year and they have six, I'm going to tell you they won 14 games. Because great players win. The Chiefs, you know, you can call all you want about how they do it without a top receiver. Their tight end and their defensive tackle, they have three of the top eight players in the league every year.
They had two star corners on top of it. If you want, I don't know if they made the top 100 list, but maybe one of them did. Did Snead?
I think so.
McDuffie.
You'll need to find your great players, and it's like that's not going to change. If they find a great tight end, great.
Justin Shorter released by the Bills.
Okay,
according to Jeremy Fowler.
Justin Shorter. There goes that.
It's never really happened. Just never really.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Never really saw it. The traits, right? So that leaves receivers they have not released, to my knowledge. I think Hamler, other than the top five, right? Am I including Marquez Valdes-Scantling's top five? The only other name that we haven't seen, I think, at receiver that they haven't cut is Deion Kane and KJ Hamler.
And Deion Kane had
Andy Isabella, too.
And Deion Kane had a big Saturday.
He had a big Saturday. Hamler, like Sal pointed this out, like maybe he's their practice squad insurance, or punt return insurance. I think he's just kind of their backup everything. I feel like he's their Samuel backup. I feel like he's kind of their Shakir backup, and I feel like he's their punt returner backup. He's their Isaiah McKenzie right now. He gadget plays, and I mean, if Shakir went down tomorrow, which, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. If Shakir went down tomorrow, who's going in? You're either changing somebody's role to fill in for him, or it's KJ Hamler.
Yeah. Good question tweeted in from Faith. Has Isabella been in the league long enough to bypass waivers? Yes. 4 years, right?
Yeah.
He's played 4 years. So if he were to be let go, there's no waivers.
He'd be cut.
You could bring him back at the practice squad. Nobody would claim him. He could go sign somewhere.
Right.
But he might think this is his best opportunity.
No, sorry. I would think it is.
Sorry, he's been in the league 5 years because last year's Bills season doesn't count.
Because he was never on.
He then didn't play. He didn't get a catch.
He was on the field, though.
Was he? Okay, ESPN does not have him as playing in a game for the Bills last year.
Yeah, you know, he was certainly active for... Yeah, here we go. He was active for two regular season games, and then he played in the playoff game. His only target of the year came in the playoff game against Pittsburgh.
All right. Mark in Florida. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's starting to sound a little depressing when we're talking about these guys I've never heard of being on our roster. But anyways, I was just sort of wondering, like, without any real Pro Bowl players on this team, where's our talent level stack up with everybody else? I mean, I'm curious. Do we have a Pro Bowler on our team this year at all, besides maybe Josh?
They might, because the Pro Bowl is also very... Like, Geno Smith is a two-time Pro Bowler. Like, a Pro Bowl is...
All AFC.
Or All-Pro, okay. Sure.
Because All-Pro is different. Like, to me, like when we talk about the Bills' talent level, we're talking more like about elite players, top-level players. I don't think they have many elite players at all, other than Josh Allen. Do they have good players?
Yeah.
I think they have a bunch of guys that are pretty good.
Yep. I agree with that.
Like, I don't think they have a horrible roster. I think they have a good group of players that you're left wanting for a few of them to be great. Ed Oliver is a good player. Is he one of the top defensive tackles in the league? He might not quite be at that point. Is Greg Rousseau a good defensive end? Sure. Is he an elite defensive end? He is not.
Same with Kincaid. He's a really good pass catcher. Right now, he's not an elite tight end.
I feel like even Dawkins is a little bit of that. Dawkins is a very good left tackle. Is he Trent Williams, like, in the conversation as one of the best in football? Probably not. They have a bunch of really good players that, you know, and they don't really have anybody other than their quarterback that is elite. But, I mean, that's the position you'd want the one guy to be elite at.
And again,
which is why it could work.
I always want to say it. A year from now, the answer could be six, because Mike Edwards blossomed into this defense, and Christian Benford had a great season.
Bernard.
And Terrell Bernard, and Keon Coleman, or Curtis Samuel. Like, we are, it's just a year. It's why I said, like, when I ask people how they think about the Bills, there's the half shrug. They are not the same product they've been the last couple seasons, and this group has to prove what the previous group proved again and again and again and again. Four straight AFC East titles. A lot of that team is gone now. And it's a lot of new faces, same coach, same quarterback, a lot of new pieces. 803-0550. I'm ready to play the Jordan Matthews game. I've been teasing it for a while.
The Jordan Matthews game is inspired by Saturday, when all of us, I think, collectively at the same time went, wait a minute, that Jordan Matthews?
Yeah.
Still in the NFL.
I did
playing tight end.
Joe, when I saw it was Jordan Matthews, I Googled it to see if there was a different Jordan Matthews.
And then you found that
it was that guy.
And he hasn't really even played in the league in 5 years, but he's still somehow going. So Jordan Matthews. The Jordan Matthews game, I'm going to give you a player that you probably didn't know was still in the NFL, and you're going to tell me what team he plays for. It's kind of like a spin on who he play for that they do on Inside the NBA. If you get two of these right, I'll be impressed.
Okay.
The goal is for you to do terribly.
Is this former Bills?
Some are former Bills.
Okay.
We'll start with a former Bill. The Jordan Matthews game. Where is Ronald Darby these days? Former Bills corner Ronald Darby.
Seattle.
Where he at? Jacksonville.
Okay.
Incorrect. The Jordan Matthews game. Where is former almost Bill Zach Ertz?
This one I know. By the way, I've been the king or the ringleader of Zach Ertz was never that good.
I know. Every time he comes up, like when Kincaid would get compared to him, you were just like ready to fight.
Do you agree?
That Zach Ertz was never that good?
That
I thought he was pretty good.
You asked me if I would take Kincaid being Zach Ertz, and I said no. He has to be a lot better than Zach Ertz.
I always struggle with that because I felt like I wanted to say yes to the numbers.
Ertz was a volume tight end.
Yeah, he had some. He still is a volume tight end, by the way. I got a fantasy take on him.
Is he Carolina? Where is he? I know this as evidenced by me guessing incorrectly. Washington. He's in Washington.
He is in Washington.
Told you, I knew it.
I think he's their number two receiver this year.
They have a young tight end they're going to feed.
Do you want to know how many targets he had in the last 17 games for Arizona?
8.
103.
Okay.
He's not had a year yet where he wasn't tracking to 100 targets.
Everyone just likes to throw him the ball.
Right. All right, so Zach Ertz is in Washington. Where is Isaiah McKenzie?
Ooh, not Indianapolis.
He got kicked off of Indianapolis, I think. Last year. Where's Isaiah McKenzie?
Is he with the Giants?
He's with the Giants. Maybe making the team over Isaiah Hodgins. All right, next up. Where is Martavis Bryant? Former Steeler receiver 8 years ago is making an NFL comeback for
Martavis Bryant.
How many people are learning right now Martavis Bryant is back in the National Football League?
How many people even know who Martavis Bryant was?
Yeah, it's been so long. He had like one big year. So.
Let's go with the Rams.
Washington, again. Where is players still in the league? You might not have known we're still in the league. Where is let's do this one instead. Where's Mercedes Lewis?
No idea.
Who I think is about to set the record for most seasons played at tight end in NFL history.
Absolutely no clue.
Chicago. Back in the NFC North. Finally, where is former Bills receiver Deonte Hardy? The last Bills punt return touchdown. Where's Deonte Hardy at?
He is in Cleveland.
Baltimore. Deonte Hardy is in Baltimore. You got one right. Congratulations.
I was close.
Were you close?
Yeah. Baltimore used to be Cleveland.
Okay.
That's close.
The Browns used to be the Ravens. Wait.
The Ravens used to be
Ravens
the Browns.
Used to be the Browns. Other way around.
Yeah.
Jamal Adams also still in the league, by the way. Could have given you him. Tennessee.
Sal Capaccio is here in the building. Should we ask Sal to come in and tell me that they're not keeping Zach Davidson instead of a receiver? I'm going to need to hear that.
Or that they're going to list him at wide receiver?
I'm going to need to hear that.
I mean,
I don't want this team to turn into Navy.
They also could keep Zach Davidson and cut Quentin Morris, couldn't they?
True.
They're not going to be Navy.
Are you sure?
They can't. Their quarterback is too good to run the ball as much as some people are afraid they're going to run the ball. That's what I believe. Their quarterback is too good.
He won't let them. That's the genesis of all of this. I think the quarterback is unbelievable, and I feel like they should get him the fastest, most amazing, incredible separators in the league.
I agree.
Not like, you know, big boundary slow guys.
Which is...
Or boundary fast guys that can't catch... Or struggle to catch. Anyway, it's all going to be fine. It's all going to be fine.
You just need games.
That's right.
We are 9 days away from the opener.
This is the part.
Not the Bills opener. Sorry. Nine days away from.
This is the part of the season where.
Ravens.
We're all just like Chiefs. In a room, in an echo chamber with ourselves. Like, what do you think? Is it going to be okay? I don't know. And then they play against the Cardinals. When do you want to start talking about whether or not the Cardinals game is a must win? Want to do that tomorrow?
The Cardinals game is a must win? No.
I just want to say,
it might be actually.
If they lose to the Cardinals, what do you think Howard picks the Bills is going to look like? 6-11?
No.
If they lose to the Cardinals,
it's not 6-11.
The Cardinals is their second easiest, third easiest game. It's home.
The Cardinals aren't that bad though, right?
Compare them to the rest of the teams the Bills play. If I asked you to reverse Bill's opponent power rankings, they would come in second from the bottom, third from the bottom. It would be New England, Tennessee, and then you'd pick Arizona. Seattle, the Rams.
I might. Indy,
okay.
That might be close. Yeah, you might be right. They lost week one a couple years ago, and they were fine. To Pittsburgh. They lost to Pittsburgh in week one with a block punt.
That's true.
A block punt. Tomlin, always pulling the clover.
Joe, I'm emotional today, all right? My first day back in a couple of days.
You're just emotional because they cut your favorite training camp receiver.
My only hope
Tyrell Shavers.
Of like, hey, you know what? Maybe they got a diamond in the rough. They're like, actually, he's not. He's cut too.
You're going to win your bet. Because they're only going to keep five, and it's going to be the five and then Claypool.
They're going to keep Claypool?
Well, they're not keeping Claypool, but you bet Claypool would be one of them.
All right.
Kendrick Bourne to the pup list. Still missed the first four games. Not a big news item there, but that's in from New England. All right.
803-0550. We're having a good time, everybody. That's what we're doing, is we're having fun.
I'm ready for like a big surprise cut.
Trade for Ayuk. I'm ready for a trade for Ayuk because they are Ayuk away from being the team we want them to be.
But I want them to trade for Ayuk too, but I've been searching for somebody to tell me how they do it.
I know. Can't really do it because of the cap.
But Brandon Bean even told us, right? He told us at training camp, hey, that number at SpotTrack, it's not quite exactly what you think it is. So maybe he's got ways to get him in that we didn't foresee in the...
Hey, if he does that, you can post all the Bean sunglasses pictures you want.
By the way, very, very quickly before we hit a break because we're late, did you see this from the Niners? Tim Kawakimi, who covers the Niners for the Athletic.
Yeah.
Someone asked him yesterday, like, why is it a coincidence that two of the top three players on the Niners remain holdouts? And Tim wrote, who covers the Niners for the Athletic, I speculated the Niners didn't like getting whopped by Bosa in negotiations last year. Niners negotiators want wins this cycle. They're not even looking for fair deals. They're looking to come off as winners.
Good luck.
Which is probably a good reason why those two players still remain here on August 27th without contracts. So I'm not expecting anything to happen with Ayuk. I think he's just going to sit there for a while.
803-0550. We'll get a break in. More your calls. Keep tracking cuts. Who else gets cut? Who else gets pupped? IR'd. It's a great day for those of you that love transactions and paperwork.
I have a great stat of the day also when we come back.
All right, we'll get another stat of the day in too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.